Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmash with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, some interesting research that shows that beef can really help your frame of mind. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. The Beef Checkoff continues to examine beef's role in a healthy diet and has countless ongoing research studies and partnerships with health influencers to educate them about beef. One interesting research project, Checkoff-supported research, demonstrated that meat consumption is positively associated with better mental health. The research project, published by Taylor & Francis, academic journal publisher, has been downloaded more than 50,000 times in 2020, making it one of the top 10 most downloaded articles by the publisher. On a local level, we'll be hosting at least two national speakers for Oklahoma health professional groups in 2021, also highlighting the role beef can play in a healthy diet.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working hard for you by going to the Oklahoma Beef Council website, oklabeef.org, and click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, with frigid temperatures making their way across the state, current and future forecasts say we're looking at a stretch of extremely cold weather where we may not get above freezing for a while. Given the current stage of the wheat crop, this could be very bad news. OSU wheat specialist Dr. Amanda Silva says it'll all depend on how long the temperatures are going to stay extremely cold.
So I think it depends on how long it will stay like this in the stage of the crop for sure. Like, we collected some samples last week and this week, and actually, and I believe the varieties that are not as advanced in growth will have more protection, but it is supposed to get very, very cold. So I think we'll have to keep our eyes on it. But I'm hoping that for varieties that are not as advanced. So I collected some samples and I found that we found it. Robert Calhoun here helped me for sure. We found that some varieties are already at first hollow stem, but those are very early varieties. In those, we would be more nervous about this cold weather than varieties that are not as far ahead than others.
Seeing temperatures close to zero means we would have to keep an eye out on the current crop and evaluate.
Yeah, I think then we would have to keep our eyes on it and see what would be the impact.
Forecasters are currently calling for more precipitation and very, very cold temperatures running through next week. They're saying a few flurries or snow showers are possible with wind chills below freezing. Dr. Silva, among others, were speaking at the Oklahoma Genetics meeting held earlier this week. Well, the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture this week asked the Department of Ag for more flexibility in the use of specialty crop block grants. Specifically, NASDA seeks additional flexibility in the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021 to enhance their responses to the continued demands that COVID-19 places on the industry. NASDA CEO Dr. Barb Glenn stated, "Challenges impacting our food supply related to COVID-19 are still present and continued flexibility is needed." In a letter to Acting USDA Secretary Kevin Shea, Glenn outlined additional ways that state agriculture departments could use the grants if given approval. Examples included implementing vaccination programs for agricultural and food workers, building COVID-19-related infrastructure, and offsetting increased costs to providing safe worker housing and transportation. Since the onset of the pandemic, NASDA members have continuously worked to help food producers and workers stay safe and meet their community's needs. Through additional and allowed flexibility in funding programs, NASDA members would be able to leverage and maximize local solutions for local recovery efforts. You've got farm news on Ron. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.